The information in this broadcast is for educational purposes only and is not provided as a professional service, medical advice, or is it intended or implied to be a substitute for diagnosis or treatment. You are encouraged to confirm any information obtained from this broadcast with other sources and review all information regarding any medical condition or treatment with your physician and other appropriate healthcare providers.
Hi, I'm Pete Levine. Welcome to Noggins and Neurons, Stroke and TBI Recovery Simplified. I'm a clinical instructor and clinical researcher. I've co-authored dozens of scientific journal articles about brain injury recovery, and I'm also the author of the book, Stronger After Stroke.
I'm Deborah Battistella, occupational therapist, creator of the OT's Guide to Mirror Therapy, and an OT educator. I have a lot of experience working with survivors. Most of my clinical practice has been in a certified stroke center. Pete and I are especially interested in talking about what rehab, neuroscience, and clinical research all have to say about the brain and recovery. But don't worry, our job is to make this stuff simple.
We're here to make it so that everyone, clinicians, clinical students, caregivers, and most importantly, the survivor, understands what it takes to leverage their great neuroplastic brain for recovery.
This podcast began with both Pete and I, two kindred souls with a passion for moving the recovery process forward. If you've started listening more recently, say since the beginning of 2022, you likely noticed that Pete is absent from conversations. This is because he had a rather unexpected and abrupt departure from this earthly plane. Pete's voice remains in the intro in reference to and respect for his part of our joint vision for this project. Simply put, it wouldn't be where it is today, nor have a future without him. Now, on to another great conversation. How are you? If you're anything like me, you're a little bit surprised that after this long gap, there's now an episode. Where the heck have we been? That's what I'm here to tell you. A lot has happened over the past year. I decided last January 2023 that I had enough of my current living environment in Buffalo, New York, where it snows too much, it's cold and dreary. And I had also had enough of the current job I was working in. There were some changes that occurred since the pandemic that made it difficult to do what I do. And with those two things in mind, knowing that I have a brother and a son in the Tampa, Florida area, I decided to move my whole life down to Florida. It turns out that's a lot. I was tired. I would say I was exhausted up until about a month ago. I ended up finalizing things at the college. I finished remodeling and sold my house in Buffalo. Got rid of a lot of my things. That feels amazing. And came down to Florida for a job that didn't pan out. How about that? Thankfully, I have a son and a daughter-in-law who allowed me to stay with them. And that was fun, hanging out with them and their three kids and their three dogs for a few months. And then I bought my own place, been furnishing that, getting that set up and going. And I also found a full-time job. I'm back in acute care now, working at a level one trauma center. And this place is intense. It's much larger than the hospital that I worked at back in Buffalo, and it has taken a lot of getting used to. It's, practicing in Florida. I'm not in New York anymore. It's a whole new culture for me. And it's a lot. It's a lot. And I'm a reflection type person. I'm a ponderer. And as I've reflected on my life over the past year and I'm kind of feeling like I'm falling short with the podcast. I mean, I am. It's not really just a feeling. And feeling bad about it, while at the same time acknowledging that I've been tired and I needed to recover from the things, from all the things. It's made me realize how much we all do in this life. And I don't think we give ourselves and each other enough credit for all the things that we do. And with all of that in mind, I would like to honor you, everything that you do in a day. If you're recovering from a stroke or a brain injury, that's a lot of work. Please give yourself the space that you need to do you and to determine what's best for you on your recovery path, and then the space to do it. If you're a care partner for a survivor, if you provide care through a health system, if you're learning about it, if you're in school to become a clinician, a physical, occupational, speech therapist, a nurse, I don't know who listens to this podcast. I know we have a lot of OTs. Maybe you're a physician. I do think that doctors should listen to learn. I honor you, and I ask that you honor yourselves and all of the efforts that you're putting forth every day, moment by moment, day by day. And thank you so much for still being here. So I moved. That's one part. I got a new job. That's another part. Doro and I also taught a full-day continuing education course in Orlando the end of January. Now, I've taught, you know that I've been an instructor before, a college-level instructor, but I've never taught a full-day continuing education course, and I've never taught for 8 hours straight. And I will tell you that it was fun, first of all. It's fun being around people who are passionate about the same things that you're passionate about. And being on with just a couple 15-minute breaks and a lunch, it's a different kind of energy. And I really liked it. Had so much fun. With all these changes that I've made and working this full-time job in the hospital, it's very different. Just the amount of physical and mental requirements it takes on me. And I'm tired when I come home and I don't have the energy to edit anymore. I don't know if you know that. I was editing all the podcasts after Pete passed away. And I'm proud of myself for learning how to do something new. And it's fun. It's pretty cool to be able to do that. And I also like it because I would get to listen to the conversations again and just get jazzed up about the topic. But I can't keep doing that and make this podcast happen. So we have hired an editor to help us move forward. I want you to know that we have a plan for moving forward because we want to. Because for me, this is the funnest thing that I do in my whole life. Aside from playing with my grandkids, yes. I love my family and I love hanging out with them. So maybe this is equally as fun as that. But on a professional level, this podcast is the most fun thing that I do. And I know that there's a need and want to continue to do my part to meet a need. The next thing I want to do is ask you for help. We got help with the editing, and now we need help with guests. I only know so many people. Doro only knows so many people. You all know people. If you know someone that you think would be a good fit for recording and talking about their experiences as they relate to brain injury recovery, please reach out to us. If you look on the show notes, there's a form that we have for people who would like to be guests to fill out, or If that's too much, just email us at nogginsandneurons2@gmail.com. That's noggins and spelled A-N-D, neurons, the number 2, at gmail.com. We really would love to have your help with that. We know with all of you that this can continue on and it can continue to grow and expand. And that's our goal. Well, if you've listened this far, thank you so much for still being here. We love you all and appreciate you all so much. And please enjoy the next episode after this one with Terry Cassidy, where she and Doro talk all about driving rehabilitation. Make it a great day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support and would love to hear from you. Ask us questions and share your thoughts by email at nogginsandneurons@gmail.com. That's noggins, the word and spelled out, neurons@gmail.com. If you like what you heard, please share this podcast with others you think will benefit. Also, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. We'll catch you next time on Noggins and Neurons, Stroke and TBI Recovery Simplified.